What up, y'all? It's your girl Shan. This is episode 19. Y'all see the title. Unfathomable Vision. Okay. The greatest creators had to have a vision that other people could not see, hear, or make themselves believe was possible, right? And what some people believed at one time was impossible. Until turning on your lights became an everyday norm. If someone didn't believe in themselves enough to engineer a machine that would stick around long enough for people to evolve the idea of only getting around in a carriage and a horse, we wouldn't have the vehicles we have. So at some point, you have to be the insane one. At some point, your ideas have to be ridiculous in order for them to be great. And that is the point of today's episode. People who believe beyond where they are currently should be treasured, should be protected. Everyone isn't blessed with that insight, and that's what I want to talk about today. People who got that vision, for real. So there's two things that I think people who have unfathomable vision have to carry at all times. And that's the knowing in themselves, and that's them being clear about what they're saying they're going to do, what they're saying that they want, and what they're saying they're doing, and actively doing it, right? And so some people worry about the whole time of the process for no reason, because if you truly believe in yourself and you truly know that this thing can be possible, you just have to set it up properly. What are you worrying about? You know, what is worry doing for you in your process? And I want everybody to really think about, you know, if you're tired of where you work, or you're tired of where you live, or you're tired of the issues that you keep running into in relationships, why be in it? Why be there? Why show up if every day you're going to worry? Like, that's a different kind of stress that you don't need in the process of becoming something great, doing something great. So I just want people to understand that if you got the will to do it and you believe in yourself, just complete the mission, because you're already there. You're already in it. And knowing your thoughts and your abilities will be a great way to push through the times where you may want to doubt yourself. And some people may say, oh, when a person believes in themselves to that extent, they're cocky or they're egotistical. But sometimes you're going to have to be cocky and egotistical to create something that has never been created. You know what I'm saying? To invent something that has never existed. But extreme confidence with results will always speak for themselves. And that's my point. Like, sometimes you're going to have to be the crazy one in order to get to the end of your mission. Sometimes you're going to have to be the foolish one, the joke, until what people thought was a joke is now a reality. And it gets quiet. It gets noisy through the process. And then when the results are done, the product is there, people get quiet. The claps are non-existent. And sometimes you're going to have to be that person that claps for you. Sometimes you're going to have to be that person that shows up for you, that tells you that you're proud of you. Hence, Snoop Dogg's, I want to thank myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's about. It's about all those times where you are getting that fucking friction, that resistance, and you showed up for yourself. You came through. You saw it through. You struggled to get where you are, not because people believed in you the whole time, but because people doubted you and you believed in yourself enough to push through all of the doubt. And there's going to be some people who can only see so far. Some people who tell you, okay, you haven't gotten it this far. I think you should stop. I don't think it's a great investment. I think you're wasting your time. You're going to have to push through all of that. If you truly believe what you want to do can be done. What you want to do will be done. And this is where faith gets tested the most, is when you got to be the person that's proud of you, the person that got to show up for you, and the person that got to show out for you. Because nobody wants to do it on something they're not sure about. You got to be sure about that thing you want to do for you. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android, or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are, because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me. And there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? Being clear about it. I'm not going to sing it. But yeah, being clear about it. If I told anyone I wanted a blue car, they would definitely want to know more details about getting me a blue car. What type of blue car do you want? Do you want a blue Nissan? Do you want a blue Honda? Do you want a blue Porsche? Do you want a blue... Like, they want more details. How many seats do you want? How many features do you want? What's most important to you when you go in a vehicle? Is it seat space? Is it how high up you're sitting? Is it heated seats? Like, you got to be so detailed and clear about what it is that you want, despite people telling you, oh, that's not possible. Despite people telling you, oh, you probably won't be able to get this because it's only this many percentage of people in the world that have made it or have it. She Gets It Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not helpful. It's not helping, and it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit and those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. That's how you gotta be about your vision. You gotta be on point. You gotta be clear. You gotta be detailed. And the more detailed and clear you are about it, the more that it becomes a possibility, because it's a vision that you gotta see that's so clear that it makes perfect sense to you. And it might be completely impossible to somebody else. And that's fine. So having this type of vision means it has to be clear to you. You got to be able to hear it. You got to be able to see it. You got to be able to understand that it's possible. And you got to be able to know that you are willing to do the work to make this become a reality, something tangible. You could touch it, smell it, feel it, hear it. Just you're there already, but it's a mental experience before it becomes a physical experience. And that's what you have to have that type of vision. So if you find yourself in a position where you're working on something great, or something great is coming because you've been focused, you've been consistent, and yeah, it's not a lot of people showing up for you, but you showing up for you, continue. And that's all. Thank you so much for checking out another episode of She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the one. I am the only. I am the person that's coming on here to encourage you. The person that's coming on here to make you laugh sometimes. And the person that's coming on here to remind you about who you are. Peace. Last but not least, stay away from fearful people, because everyone won't believe until the greatness that you are doing is done. And I'm out.